Dear students, whether you walk through the material using Canvas or use the class website, you will find that every chapter has a study guide. Every chapter has a presentation also, and you're going to look through that using PowerPoint or some PowerPointless putrid point a reader that can read a PowerPoint presentation. But you're also going to listen and or listen and watch the presentations for every chapter, right? Of course, right. But also every chapter has a study guide, which is very important, folks. Very important. Now, we at the community college level do our best to prime the pump. We want you to succeed. We want you to do very well. At the university level, are they going to give you something like this? Maybe. It's your job to create it. So let's take a look at the study guide. And what you'll find is a list of terms. Now, folks, sometimes students will say, what should I study? Well, here you are. Now, every once in a while, you'll see something like this. Look at geometric average returns. Ignore them, right? Geometric average returns are rarely used in the industry, so we're going to ignore them. And the book in chapter one teaches you how to calculate them, and we are not going to do that. You just look it up. You look up the average returns. They're the more important ones. But everything else, dear students, is a fair game. And how some people study is they use flashcards. I like flashcards. Some people outline. Some people, I don't know why they use those highlighters. I don't think that helps me any. That doesn't help me very much. But whatever it is you use to study, you need to study every day. 15, 20 minutes at the minimum. Try to find the same time, same place if you can, to study. And of course, we do our best to make it easy for you. While you're commuting, you can listen to the presentations. While you're exercising on the treadmill, you can watch them on your cell phone or whatever device, mobile device, while you're walking the dog, chasing after the children, whatever. Okay, so here are all the terms. Now, this, as we said, this is all fair game, dear students. You got to know all these things. And in the presentations, we tell you how much you have to know. As I said, I like flashcards. You put the term on one side, you put the description, definition on the other side, and you quiz yourself, and you can quiz either way by looking at the definition or looking at the term. And you can quiz other people. Group study is a very, very good thing. Studies have shown that students who study in groups actually do better, and they motivate one another. Very, very cool. Now, what else is important? All the documents, virtually all the documents that you need are in Google Docs. There's some PDF files, just because those are not something we change, but anything that needs to be worked on or edited or whatever is in Google Docs. And what you'll notice is that it gives you the name of the file and then a few menu options, but it says view only. Now, why is that? Well, that's because what I have done is I have shared this document with anyone on the internet. Now, it's public. Anybody can view it, but they can't edit it. And that makes sense, right? Because it's my document and I'm the only one who has control over it. So what you want to be able to do is make a copy or download as. Either one. Now, if you use Word, right? If you use Word, you can download this as a Word document and then work on it on your device. Or if you use OpenOffice, LibreOffice, or some other word processor, you can use one of these formats, all right? And so that's pretty straightforward. Download as Microsoft Word or OpenOffice. But I hope you'll play with Google Docs because it's very, very cool. It's very powerful and it's free and they give you a ton of storage. I mean, what else could you expect? I mean, thank you very much, Google. But you have to have a Google account. So I am signed in as an alternative Google account, not my student to Google account, which is Wonder Professor. So you're going to make a copy And Google gives you this wonderful generic name, copy of, and so I'll just call it my chapter one study guide and get rid of all the silliness. But you give it whatever name you want because this is going to be in your drive. Now, I know it says my drive, but it's actually your drive. But that's what they call it, my drive, because it's your drive. So they get confused. But now what's going to happen? It's going to be stored in my alternative drive for Google. Not the one I use for students. This is the one I use. This is my personal drive. So I'll just put it there in the main folder. You could check for other folders, but okay. So now when I've made a copy of it, now notice that the menu options have expanded and I now have full rights to it. I can edit it, change it. Notice you don't have to save, it's saved automatically. Then when you want to share it with somebody, namely me or somebody else, you can use the share option and allow individual op persons to have view access or comment or edit access or not. Now, when you go to submit it, what I'd prefer that you do is download it as a PDF file. Why is that? Because PDF files always look the same no matter what device you're on. And that's what I'd prefer you to submit to me. I'd rather you not send me Word documents or Excel excuse documents or whatever, or even Google Docs, but some people will, and I have a there's a doc, there's a document and a commentary called How to Submit Assignments, which emphasizes that PDF is the easiest way for you to send me stuff. And the cool thing about PDF is in Canvas you can make comments on it. You can do it with a few others, but that's the easiest. So is that cool? Do you think so? I think it is. I think you'll find that this is more than capable. Now, some people will say, the spreadsheet's kind of weak compared to ex excess. I'm sorry, Expel, Excel. And yeah, they're true. It's not as powerful, but it's free and it works just as well, just fine for the vast majority of us grunts. All right, now please don't ask for access to the document that's on the class website or in Canvas, because that's my document that you can download as or make a copy. Does that make sense? All right, so every chapter has a study guide. Study, these are your study terms. I do my best to make sure that everything is in the study guide is on the exam, and everything that's on the exam is in the study guide. Everything that's in the presentations is on the exam, and everything in the exam is on the presentations. That's I don't try to trick you. I sometimes you do by accident, you trick students because you think one way and they think a different way, but I don't do it on purpose. All right? So any questions, you know who to contact. Study every day. We want you to be awesome. We want you to be the best investors the world has ever seen. I know it's a little over the top, but it is sincere. Onward and upward, dear students, be awesome.